Have you ever felt drained after spending time with someone? Do you find yourself questioning their intentions? Are you tired of people taking advantage of your kindness? 2. Imagine this, you have a friend who always borrows money but never pays it back. Every time you ask, they come up with excuses. It's frustrating, right? 3. Now, think about this. You're always there for a friend in need, but when you need help, they're nowhere to be found. Feels unfair, doesn't it? Or consider this. You share your achievements with someone, and instead of celebrating with you, they belittle your success. Hurtful, isn't it? 5. Welcome to Stoic Journey. In this video, we'll explore how to protect yourself from people who misuse your kindness. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe for more insights. Let's aim for 100 likes on this video. 6. In our daily lives, we interact with many people. Some of them genuinely care about us, while others only care about what they can get from us. 7. It's essential to identify who truly supports us and who is just using us. This awareness helps us build healthier and more fulfilling relationships. Users are like weeds in a garden. They take up resources and space, preventing the flowers from growing and thriving. 9. Just as a gardener needs to remove weeds to let the flowers bloom, we need to recognize and distance ourselves from users to protect our well-being. 10. Stoicism, an ancient philosophy, offers valuable lessons on handling these situations. Teaches us to remain calm and rational no matter what. 11. Stoics believe that we can't control other people's actions, but we can control our reactions. This mindset helps us deal with users more effectively. 12. One of the key principles of Stoicism is to focus on what we can control and let go of what we can't. This helps us maintain inner peace. 13. When dealing with users, it's crucial to set boundaries. Clearly communicate your limits and stick to them. 14. Setting boundaries isn't about being rude or unkind. It's about protecting your energy and ensuring you're treated with respect. 15. Another important aspect is to stay aware of your emotions. Users often manipulate our feelings to get what they want. 16. By staying aware and grounded, we can prevent ourselves from being emotionally exploited. This is where Stoicism truly shines. 17. Stoicism encourages us to practice self-reflection. Regularly assess your relationships and identify if someone is draining your energy. 18. Ask yourself, does this person bring value to my life? Do they support me as much as I support them? 19. If the answer is no, it might be time to distance yourself. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. 20. In this video, we'll delve deeper into these concepts and provide practical advice on how to protect yourself from users. Stay tuned for valuable insights that can transform your relationships and life. Lesson 1. Recognizing emotional manipulation. Emotional manipulation is like a hidden trap. It's important to learn how to spot it so you can protect yourself. Imagine someone who acts caring and kind at first, but then starts to twist your emotions to control you. This is what emotional manipulators do. They create confusion and make you doubt yourself. One sign of emotional manipulation is when someone constantly makes you feel guilty. They might blame you for things that aren't your fault. This keeps you feeling bad about yourself and dependent on their approval. Manipulators know that when you feel guilty, you're easier to control. Another tactic is flattery followed by harsh criticism. They praise you to build you up and then suddenly tear you down. This roller coaster of emotions keeps you off balance. When you're unsure of yourself, you're more likely to seek their approval. Manipulators often make you feel responsible for their emotions. They may say things like, "You're the only one who can make me happy," or "I feel terrible because of you." This puts pressure on you to constantly please them, which is unfair and exhausting. Watch out for people who play the victim. They might exaggerate their problems to gain your sympathy and then use it to manipulate you. They want you to feel sorry for them and do what they want. This is a common trick to gain control over your actions and decisions. Sometimes manipulators will isolate you from friends and family. They want to be your only source of support and control your interactions with others. By doing this, they make you more dependent on them and less likely to seek help from others. They might also use passive-aggressive behavior. This means they act indirectly hostile, like giving you the silent treatment or making sarcastic comments. This confuses you and makes you question what you did wrong, giving them power over your emotions. Another common tactic is gaslighting. This is when someone makes you doubt your reality by denying things you know to be true or twisting the truth. Over time, this can make you feel like you're losing your mind and make you rely on them for clarity. Manipulators can also use your insecurities against you. They'll point out your flaws and make you feel inferior. This keeps you in a constant state of self-doubt, making you more likely to seek their validation and approval. They may also create a sense of urgency or crisis. By making you feel like everything is an emergency, they can rush you into making decisions that benefit them. This keeps you from thinking clearly and questioning their motives. Emotional manipulators often pretend to be the only ones who understand or care about you. They use this to create a strong emotional bond, making you feel like you owe them loyalty and obedience. This bond is based on manipulation, not genuine care. They might also use your empathy against you. If you're a kind and caring person, they'll exploit your desire to help and support others. They make you feel guilty for not doing enough for them, even when they're taking advantage of your kindness. Manipulators can be very charming and likable at first. They know how to win people over with their charisma. This charm makes it hard to see their true intentions until you're already emotionally invested in the relationship. They often give mixed signals, being loving one moment and distant the next. This keeps you guessing and constantly seeking their approval. It's a way to keep you emotionally hooked and unsure of where you stand. Manipulators might also use threats, either direct or implied. They could threaten to leave, harm themselves, or ruin your reputation. These threats are meant to keep you in line and make you afraid to go against their wishes. They often create dependency by making you feel like you need them to be happy or successful. This dependency makes it harder for you to break free from their control. You might feel like you can't live without them, which is exactly what they want. Manipulators can be very controlling about how you spend your time and who you spend it with. They might demand constant updates or get jealous easily. This control over your life keeps you from building healthy relationships with others. They also use your dreams and ambitions against you. By belittling your goals or making you feel incapable, they keep you from achieving your potential. This keeps you dependent on them for validation and support. Manipulators often make promises they don't keep. They say what you want to hear to gain your trust, but when it's time to act, they fall short. This cycle of broken promises keeps you hopeful but always disappointed. They might also use your past against you, bringing up old mistakes to make you feel guilty or ashamed. This keeps you feeling unworthy and more likely to seek their approval and forgiveness. The key to protecting yourself from emotional manipulation is to trust your instincts. If something feels off, it probably is. Pay attention to how people make you feel and don't ignore red flags. Surround yourself with supportive people who respect and care for you. Welcome to Stoic Journey. If you're new here, please like, comment, share, and subscribe to stay updated on our latest content. Let's dive deeper into how to protect yourself from emotional manipulation and build stronger, healthier relationships. Lesson 2, identifying unilateral advantage in relationships. Have you ever felt like you're giving more than you're getting in a relationship? This part is for you. Unilateral advantage is when one person benefits more than the other, and it can leave you feeling drained and unappreciated. Let's imagine you have a friend who always asks for favors but never returns them. They might borrow money, time, or emotional support but vanish when you need help. This imbalance can take a toll on your well-being. Think about it like this, a parasitic relationship. Just like a parasite feeds off a host, some people take and take without giving back. Over time, this can leave you feeling exhausted, both emotionally and physically. Why do people act this way? Often, it's because they lack empathy. They view relationships as transactions, focusing on what they can gain rather than what they can give. This self-centered perspective makes it hard for them to appreciate the value of mutual support and respect. So, how do you spot these users? Start by paying attention to patterns. Do you often feel shortchanged in your interactions? Do these encounters leave you feeling unappreciated and undervalued? If the answer is yes, you might be dealing with someone who exploits relationships for their own benefit. In these situations, it's crucial to recognize your own feelings and needs. Don't ignore them. Just like a garden needs care to flourish, so do your emotional and mental well-being. If only one flower is allowed to thrive while the others are neglected, the garden suffers. Notice how the user's needs and wants always take priority. Your own needs are often ignored or dismissed. Their words and actions can cut away at your sense of self-worth, making you feel invisible and undervalued. For example, they might dismiss your achievements, belittle your struggles, or simply show no interest in your challenges. This kind of behavior is not just insensitive. It's a deliberate tactic to maintain control and power in the relationship. Recognizing these patterns is the first step to protecting yourself. Once you see the signs, you can take action. Set boundaries, speak up about your needs, and don't be afraid to distance yourself from toxic relationships. Remember, a healthy relationship is a two-way street. Both parties should feel respected, supported, and valued. If you find yourself constantly giving without receiving, it's time to reassess the relationship. Consider the long-term effects of staying in such a relationship. Over time, the constant drain can lead to feelings of frustration, resentment, and even depression. Your emotional and mental resources are valuable and should be protected. Think about what you deserve in a relationship. Mutual respect, support, and appreciation should be the foundation. Don't settle for less. By identifying and addressing unilateral advantage, you can create more balanced and fulfilling relationships. It's about valuing yourself and ensuring that your relationships are based on mutual benefit, not exploitation. Take this knowledge and apply it to your life. Evaluate your relationships and make sure they bring you joy and support, not just stress and exhaustion. If you find yourself in a one-sided relationship, remember you have the power to change it. Set clear boundaries, communicate your needs, and don't hesitate to walk away if necessary. Your well-being is important. Don't let anyone take advantage of your kindness and generosity. Protect yourself by recognizing the signs and taking action to maintain healthy, balanced relationships. By doing so, you'll foster connections that are truly supportive and enriching, allowing you to thrive and grow. Lesson 3. Spotting demeaning and condescending behavior. Demeaning and condescending behavior can sneak into our lives in subtle ways. Often, it comes from those we least expect. Imagine a friend or coworker who always makes you feel small, even when they're just joking. These tiny comments might seem harmless, but they add up, eroding your self-esteem bit by bit. Think about the time someone has made fun of your achievements or belittled your goals. They might laugh it off as a joke, but deep down, it hurts. This is a common tactic used by people who want to keep you feeling less than them. By making you doubt yourself, they maintain control and keep you from realizing your full potential. Recognizing this behavior is the first step to protecting yourself. Pay attention to how certain people make you feel. Do you often leave conversations feeling worse about yourself? Are your accomplishments downplayed or ignored? If so, you might be dealing with someone who uses demeaning and condescending tactics. These individuals might seem charming and friendly on the surface. They might even compliment you from time to time, but their true nature reveals itself through their consistent pattern of putting you down. They'll minimize your successes and amplify your failures, creating a cycle of self-doubt. It's important to understand that this behavior is more about them than it is about you. People who belittle others often do so because of their own insecurities. They project their fears and inadequacies onto you, hoping to make themselves feel better by comparison. When you encounter this behavior, it's crucial to set boundaries. Let the person know that their comments are hurtful and unacceptable. Be firm and clear about your limits. If they continue to disrespect you, it might be time to distance yourself from the relationship. Building self-awareness can help you spot these behaviors early on. Reflect on your interactions with others and trust your instincts. If something feels off, it probably is. Don't ignore those red flags. Another sign of demeaning behavior is when someone constantly interrupts or talks over you. They might dismiss your opinions or act as if your thoughts don't matter. This is a clear attempt to undermine your confidence and keep you from speaking up. In a healthy relationship, both parties respect each other's viewpoints and encourage open communication. If you find yourself in a situation where your voice is consistently drowned out, it's a sign of an imbalance of power. People who use condescending remarks often disguise them as advice or constructive criticism. They might say things like, "I'm just trying to help you," or "You'll thank me later," but real help lifts you up. It doesn't tear you down. Watch out for backhanded compliments, too. These are comments that seem positive at first but have a negative twist. For example, "You're pretty smart for someone who didn't go to college." These remarks are designed to make you question your worth. Surround yourself with people who genuinely support and uplift you. Positive relationships are built on mutual respect and encouragement. Seek out friends and mentors who celebrate your achievements and help you grow. Don't be afraid to call out demeaning behavior when you see it. Sometimes, people aren't aware of how their words affect others. A gentle but firm reminder can make a big difference. Practice self-compassion and remind yourself of your value. Your worth isn't determined by someone else's opinion. Focus on your strengths and accomplishments, and don't let anyone make you feel small. Remember, it's okay to walk away from toxic relationships. Your mental and emotional well-being should always come first. Surround yourself with positivity and people who appreciate you for who you are. In conclusion, spotting demeaning and condescending behavior is essential for protecting yourself. By recognizing the signs, setting boundaries, and valuing your own self-worth, you can create healthier, more supportive relationships. Stay true to yourself and don't let anyone dim your light. Stay tuned for the next part, where we'll explore the consequences of broken promises and how to deal with them. If you found this helpful, please like, comment, share, and subscribe to Stoic Journey. Let's continue this journey together. Lesson 4: The consequences of broken promises. In life, promises hold a special place. They are commitments, declarations of intent, and a foundation for trust. But what happens when promises are broken? This part dives deep into understanding the impact of broken promises. Imagine a friend promising to help you move. You count on them, plan everything around their help. But on the day they don't show up, you're left stranded, stressed, and disappointed. This is the power of a broken promise. Broken promises shake the very core of our trust. When someone fails to keep their word, it's not just the promise that's broken. It's the trust we had in them. Trust is like a delicate vase. Once shattered, it's hard to piece back together. In relationships, broken promises can cause emotional turmoil. Think about the letdown, the feeling of betrayal, and the disappointment. These emotions can leave lasting scars, making it hard to trust again. When promises are repeatedly broken, it signals a deeper issue. It shows a lack of respect and consideration. The person breaking promises doesn't value your time, effort, or feelings. This realization can be heart-wrenching. Constantly being let down by broken promises can affect self-esteem. You might start questioning yourself, wondering if you're not important enough for others to keep their word. This doubt can be damaging and lead to a cycle of negative thoughts. Imagine the cumulative effect of broken promises over time. Each instance chips away at your confidence and faith in others. This erosion can make you more guarded, less open to trusting people in the future. But it's not just about trust. Broken promises can disrupt plans, create chaos, and cause inconvenience. When someone doesn't follow through, it can throw off your schedule, lead to missed opportunities, and increase stress levels. Think about a team project where one member promises to complete a crucial part but fails to deliver. The whole team suffers, deadlines are missed, and the project quality declines. This illustrates how broken promises can impact not just individuals but groups and communities. In professional settings, broken promises can tarnish reputations. If a colleague or boss promises something and doesn't deliver, it can affect your work, performance, and career growth. Reliability is key in professional relationships. Financial promises, when broken, can lead to serious consequences. Imagine lending money to a friend who promises to pay it back but doesn't. This can strain your finances and damage the friendship. Even in small, everyday situations, broken promises can create friction. If someone promises to meet you at a certain time and place but shows up late or not at all, it's frustrating. These small letdowns add up and can strain relationships. However, it's essential to recognize the pattern of broken promises. If someone consistently fails to keep their word, it's a red flag. This behavior indicates a lack of integrity and reliability, crucial traits in any relationship. Dealing with broken promises requires strength and clarity. It's important to communicate your feelings and set boundaries. Let the person know how their actions affect you. This conversation can be uncomfortable but is necessary for mutual respect. Sometimes, it might be necessary to distance yourself from habitual promise breakers. Surrounding yourself with reliable, trustworthy people is essential for your well-being. It's about creating a supportive and respectful environment. Adopting a stoic mindset can help you navigate the disappointment of broken promises. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our reactions and attitudes. While you can't control others' actions, you can control how you respond to them. Finding inner strength and resilience is crucial. Understand that others' broken promises are a reflection of them, not you. Your worth isn't determined by others' inability to keep their word. Learn to manage your expectations. While it's natural to hope others will keep their promises, being prepared for the possibility they might not can cushion the impact. This doesn't mean being cynical, but realistic. Take each broken promise as a learning experience. Reflect on why it happened and what you can do differently in the future. This might involve setting clearer boundaries or choosing more reliable people to be in your circle. Ultimately, protecting yourself from the harm of broken promises involves a balance of hope and caution. Trust but verify. Give people a chance but be prepared to adjust if they let you down. In conclusion, broken promises can deeply affect our trust, emotions, and relationships. By recognizing the signs, communicating effectively, and adopting a stoic mindset, we can navigate these challenges and protect our well-being. Stay strong, stay resilient, and surround yourself with those who value their word. Conclusion: developing a stoic approach to protecting yourself from users. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by people who seem to take more than they give? It's a common experience, and it's crucial to understand how to protect yourself from such individuals. Stoicism offers timeless wisdom to help navigate these tricky situations with calm and clarity. At its core, Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control and to let go of what we cannot. This mindset is incredibly helpful when dealing with users. You can't control their behavior, but you can control how you react to it. Imagine a garden where you only water the plants that are healthy and thriving. By applying the same principle to your relationships, you can focus your energy on people who genuinely contribute to your well-being. One key Stoic practice is to recognize and accept that not everyone will act in your best interest. This acceptance helps you to set realistic expectations and avoid being disappointed by others' actions. Another important aspect of Stoicism is understanding the nature of your emotions. When someone lets you down, instead of reacting impulsively, take a step back and analyze why it affects you so deeply. By practicing emotional detachment, you can prevent users from manipulating your feelings. This doesn't mean you stop caring, but rather that you maintain a balanced perspective on your relationships. Think of stoicism as a shield that protects your inner peace. When you are grounded in your own values and principles, the actions of others have less power over your emotional state. In Stoic philosophy, it's essential to focus on your own actions and responses. You can't control what others do, but you can control how you respond, ensuring you stay true to your own values. Another Stoic principle is to practice empathy and understanding, but not at the expense of your own well-being. This balance helps you to be compassionate without allowing others to take advantage of you. Consider a situation where someone repeatedly asks for favors but never returns the favor. Stoicism teaches us to assess such relationships with a clear mind and to act accordingly, protecting our own interests while maintaining our integrity. A Stoic approach also involves setting and enforcing boundaries. Clearly define what is acceptable in your relationships and be consistent in upholding these boundaries. Remember, not all relationships are worth the same level of effort. Stoicism encourages us to invest our time and energy where it is most rewarding, rather than spreading ourselves thin. When faced with manipulation or deceit, use Stoic wisdom to maintain your composure. Recognize the behavior for what it is and avoid getting drawn into unnecessary drama or conflict. An essential part of Stoic practice is self-reflection. Regularly evaluate your relationships and your role in them, ensuring that you are not unintentionally enabling negative behavior. By adopting a Stoic mindset, you become more resilient to the ups and downs of interpersonal dynamics. This resilience helps you maintain a stable emotional state regardless of others' actions. Stoicism also teaches us the value of patience. Sometimes the best response to a difficult person is to give it time and not react immediately, allowing for a more thoughtful response. Maintaining a Stoic perspective means accepting that not everyone will understand or appreciate your approach. Stay committed to your principles even if others disagree or react negatively. Building a strong sense of self through Stoicism means you're less likely to be swayed by others' opinions or actions. Your self-worth is based on your own values, not on external validation. Ultimately, Stoicism helps you cultivate inner peace and confidence. By focusing on what you can control and letting go of what you cannot, you create a healthier and more fulfilling environment for yourself. So, embrace Stoicism as a tool for navigating complex relationships. By applying these principles, you'll find yourself better equipped to protect your emotional well-being and maintain meaningful, balanced connections.